Today's daf is Brachos Daf Samach Gimel. We are holding on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis. We're a little bit behind because the last daf is very short. We are holding at about 5-6 lines into the wide lines on Samach Beis Amud Beis. We're discussing the story that happened with David and Shaul, where Shaul comes into the Ma'ara, he comes into the cave in order to go to the bathroom, and David has an opportunity to kill him, but instead he just cuts off a corner of his clothing, and he chooses not to kill Shaul. So it says the Gemara, Vayakum David, Pasuk says, Vayakum David v'yichros min gedar Ma'ara, I'm sorry, Vayikari says, Knaf ha'mi'il ha'shol ha'shol balat, that David cuts off the corner of Shaul's clothing. Amar b'yos Rabbi Chanina, call him anyone who's mevaza begadim ultimately will not get hana from begadim. Even though David HaMelech was covered with many clothing as an older man, he wouldn't be warmed by the begadim, and that's attributed to the fact that he was mevaza begadim when he was younger, when he cut off the corner of Shaul's beged. And then David HaMelech makes a speech to Shaul, and he says to Shaul, he says, I don't understand if Hashem has turned you against me. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, David, you refer to Kodesh Baruch Hu as a Mesis. I'll show you what a Mesis I could be. I'll be Machshil you. I'll make you stumble in something that even the Tinoka Shabbos Rabban, even young children, are familiar with. Pasuk says that when you count Jewish people, you have to have each person give Kofar Nafsho. You don't just count people with a head count. Everyone has to give something, and then you count the items that they give. Miyad ve'yamot satan al Yisrael k'siv ve'yisas es David b'hem leimar l'chamanei Yisrael. David HaMelech decides he's going to count the Jewish people. Ve'kivin demaninhu lo shakal minayu kofer. But he counted them without taking the kofer. D'chsiv ve'yitin Hashem davar b'Yisrael me'abokar ve'ad eis moed. My eis moed. So what does eis moed mean? Amar Shmuel Sabach hasani d'Rabbi Chanina m'shmei d'Rabbi Chanina mishas shchita satamid ad shas rikaso. From the time of the shchita of the carbon tamid until the time of the Zrika, the Karmen Tavid. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ad Chatzos Mamish, that means literally until Chatzos. Vayomer L'malach HaMashchis Ba'am Rav, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar L'Kodesh Baruch Hu L'malach, Toli Rav Shabam. HaKodesh Baruch Hu tells the Malach, take the greatest from amongst them. Sheyesh Bo Lipara Mehem Kama Chovos, because he has the ability, by taking away one great person, that will pay up many Chovos that Klal Yisrael owes to the Ribbono Shalom. Kol Shashah, Bo Shashah, Meis Avishai Ben Sriya, Sheshakul Keruba Shal Sanhedrin. At that moment, Avishai Ben Sriya died, and he's the equivalent of the majority of the Sanhedrin. Ubehishchis Ra Hashem Ve'inachem. My Ra'a, what did Hashem see that caused him Ve'inachem, that caused him to stop the destruction? Amar Rav, Ra'a Yaakov Avinu. D'chsiv, Ayomar Yaakov Kashareim. So he saw Yaakov Avinu. Ushmol Amar Afaro Shal Yitzchak Ra'a. He saw the ashes of Yitzchak. Shnemar El Kim Yirelo Haseh. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Kesef Kippurim Ra'a. He saw the Kesef Kippurim. Shnemar V'kachtas Kesef Kippurim Me'is B'nei Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Beis HaMikdash Ra'a. D'chsiv Bahar Hashem Yera'eh. That was the Beis HaMikdash that caused Hashem to be vayinachem. Pligi bar Rabbi Yaakov Aridi v'Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Chad amar kesef kipurim ra'a v'chad amar beis hamikdash ra'a. So this two of these opinions are subject to machlokas between Rabbi Yaakov Aridi and Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Mustaver k'mandi amar beis hamikdash ra'a shemar sheyomar Hashem bar Hashem yera'a. And it's most mustaver that it was the beis hamikdash that he saw because of the pasuk Bahar Hashem yera'a. So the Mishnah mentioned that a person does not walk into Arabayis with his walking stick, and a person should not spit on Arabayis, and a person should not make the Arabayis a kapandaria. So my kapandaria, what does it mean kapandaria? Amarava kapandaria kishma. Kapandaria just happens to be the word for a shortcut. Rav Chana bar Adam mishmed Rav Sama b'reid Rav Mari amar kemandi amar inish ad makifna adari eol baha. That the etymology of the word actually indicates shortcut. Kapandaria means ad makifna adari, instead of going around in a circuitous route, eil baha, let me just go straight through in more direct way. I'll go right through this area. Amrav Nachman Amrav Baravua Nichnas Beis HaKnesses Almanas Shalola Asosu Kapandaria Mutala Asosu Kapandaria. You're not allowed to go into a shul with the intention of using it as a kapandaria, but if you go into a shul with the intention of not using it as a kapandaria, not using it as a shortcut, and then a at some point you change your mind and you decide instead to use it as a shortcut, so that's permissible. You're allowed to decide later to use it as a shortcut. Rabbi Avohu Amar, Im Haya Shvil Meikaro Mutter. If there was a path that went through the Beis HaKnesses, Meikara, so then they built a shul, meaning there was a path there before they ever built a shul there. And that used to be the way you would always walk. And then later on, they decided to build a shul right over your path, so then you're allowed to walk through the Beis HaKnesses. Amar Rabbi Chelbam Rafuna, Hanichlus the Beis HaKnesses, Mutter La Sosa Kapendaria, Lispala, Nichlus the Beis HaKnesses, Lispala, Mutter La Sosa Kapendaria. If a person goes into shul to daven, so then he's allowed to make it a kapendarya. So once you're going in there to daven, there's nothing wrong with making it a kapendarya. If you look at the gra, he points out in the osalif on the side, in the agos agra, near bene girsas harif mitzvah, v'chein arash b'megillah, that the girsa of the rif and the rush is not mutar lasos kapendarya, but that if one is nichnas to beis haknesses to espalel, it becomes mitzvah lasos kapendarya. That it's better to make it a kapendarya than not to make it a kapendarya. That's the girsa of the rif in the Magen Avraham. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Kufnan Aleph, Siv Katan, Zion, he writes that the Iker is like the Rif and the Tur, that it's mitzvah la sosa kapandaria. And he says when the Shulchan Aruch writes mutter, it's got to be that it's a tol sofer. He really means mitzvah la sosa kapandaria. Now, why in the world would it be a mitzvah la sosa kapandaria? What would be the advantage of using it as a shortcut of going out the other door, not the door you came in when you're going into daven? So there's a Rana Megillah Daf Chavtes Shor Mitzion Balacha quotes that from there you see the chavivus of the Beis HaKnesses, that the person wants to be mahalich as kula. He wants to go throughout the entire area of the Beis HaKnesses. That he shows he wants to soak in the Kedusha from every corner of the Beis HaKnesses, so he goes out the other door, not the door that he came in, so he can experience more of the Beis HaKnesses. During the davening itself, he's not allowed to walk around. You have to stay in your place, you have to be kovei amakom. So he's not allowed to soak in the different corners of the shul during tefillah. That also might relate to what we're going to see later today, where the Gemara is going to say that it's ki beso, that you have to treat the Beis HaKnesses like your house. So just like when someone's at your house, you don't want them just wandering around and checking out all the bedrooms, and you know, you invite them over for a meal, that they're supposed to basically stay where you are. So during davening also, you're not supposed to have people just wandering around the entire shul. But afterwards, when to make it a kapandaria, is a mitzvah to show that you want to soak in all of the kedusha from all the different corners of the room. Okay, rukika mikal v'chomer. We said that spitting also from, we learn from mikal v'chomer. Amar Abibi, Amar Bishur ben Levi, kolarokik barabayis b'zman hazeh, kilurokik baseinu. Anyone who spits in the harabayis b'zman hazeh, it's as if they're spitting in the eye of Hashem. Shneimer v'yeh einai v'libi sham kolayam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes and heart are there, kolayam, there all the time. Now, in the Rambam, in Parag Zayim of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Ram writes, Mitzvah sasei lira min amigdash, we have to have mora migdash. Pasuk says, Mikdash eti ra'u. How do we define mora migdash? Shelo yikanes adam harabais makalo b'minal shabaraglav. Ve'ein tzarech lomar shasol lirok b'kal harabais. You can't walk in with your shoes, you can't walk in with your walking stick, and for sure you can't spit. So apparently it's a din of mitzvah mora migdash, the idea that we're not allowed to spit on harabais. Why is it even asked for b'zman hazeh? So this is probably the Rambam's understanding that Kedusha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asalava, that we still have Kedushas HaMikdash and HaRabayis, the Kedusha is still there, and therefore we're not allowed to do anything that would compromise the Mora HaMikdash. That's what the Rambam writes weiter over there in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in the 7th parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, that Afal Pisha HaMikdash Charav Hayom Bavanoseinu Chayiv Adam B'Morao. Even though nowadays it's destroyed, we still have to have Mora HaMikdash Kemo Shaya Nogbo B'Binyano, just like we had to have Mora HaMikdash when it was built. So you see that the din of Mora HaMikdash is still exists. The question, though, is why does the Rambam leave out the pasuk that our Gemara quotes? Vayeina v'libi sham kalayamim. Why does that pasuk not get mentioned? Rav Soloveitchik also points out, what about according to the Ravid? The Ravid in the 6th parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Lach Yudalid, holds lo kichala sadavam. So is there a din of Moshe Mara Migdash and Isit Rikika and Harabayas Bismanazah, if you hold Kedusha Rishona Kichala Shaita Velo Kichala Sadavam, that there's no longer a Kedusha Samigdash? So he suggests, or Salvation suggests, that even according to the Ravid, where it's lo kichala sadavam, there's still Kedusha space Habakhira there forever. The Harabayas is a makam shenivchar lo olme alam. There's no Kedushas Migdash. We had this chiluk earlier. There's no Kedushas Migdash, but Kedushas Beis HaBechira you have. There are certain elements of the Kedusha that are gone because there's no Migdash there. But Beis HaBechira means the chosen place. Zos Menuchasi Ade Ad Po Hashev Ki Avisei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the place where my Shechina will rest. This is the place designated for the Ashras HaShechina. And the mitzvah of Morim Migdash may be a function of Beis HaBechira, not a function of Migdash. So it could be, that's why the Rambam left out the pasuk Vayayayna Velibi Sham Kol Yamim. According to the Rambam, Kedushas HaMigdash is still there. You don't need Vayayayna Velibi Sham Kol Yamim. Ayna Velibi Sham Kol Yamim means that that's a din Beis HaBechira, that this is the chosen place where if the Shekhinah is going to be anywhere, it's going to be here. And the Shekhinah is Ayna B'Telu Liolam. Vashimosias Mikdashechem. Even though it's Bishmam, even though it's destroyed, it still remains in its original Kedusha. The pasuk Vayayayna Velibi Kol Yamim is kaveya that there's a chalos shem beis habechira, not a chalos shem migdash. The Rambam holds we still have migdash because kedusha rishon and kitchel shayde of kitchel aslavo. The Ravid holds no, we only have kedushas beis habechira. Vayter in the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rukika beis haknesses sharya middava minol. You're allowed to spit in shul just like you're allowed to wear shoes in shul. These are two things that are both aser on the Harabais, but in a Beis HaKnesses Mutter. Mamin al Barabais also Beis HaKnesses Mutter, Afrikika Barabais, Hudas and Beis HaKnesses Shari. Just like shoes are not permitted on Harabais, but are permitted in Shul, so to spitting, not permitted on Harabais, but yes permitted in Shul. Amle Rav Papa L'Rav V'Armi, L'Ravina L'Rav V'Armi, L'Rav Ad Barmasna L'Rav, Adi Yalf Miminol Neilf Mikapandarya. Instead of learning the halacha in a Shul about spitting from shoes, why don't you learn the halacha from a shortcut? And the halacha is you're not allowed to take a shortcut in shul either. So shouldn't we learn from there that you're not allowed to spit in shul? So amalei tana yalav miminol va'ata amrit mikapandarya. We want to learn from shoes. You want to learn from kapandarya? Maihi, where do we find that a tana learns from shoes and therefore we shouldn't question and we shouldn't start trying to learn instead an iser from kapandarya? The tanya, we have the following brisa. Le'ikani sadam la'arbayis lo b'makol shabiyadav, lo b'manal shalabragav, lo b'mos atzrum, lo b'sadino, u b'pundasim uvshalas l'achorav, v'lo yasena kapandayir mikiku b'kal v'chom minal. The Braisa says, all of these halachos, not with a walking stick, not with your shoes, not with your money belt, not with your bag slung over your shoulder, not, don't make it a shortcut, don't spit. How do I know? Kal v'chomer from minal. If a shoe which is not considered derech bizayon still amra Torah shal nalech me'al raglecha, that one of the halachas of makom kodesh is that you need to remove your shoes when you're in a holy place, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, al tikrav alon, by the burning bush, don't come any closer. Shal nalech me'al raglecha, you have to remove your shoes. Why? Ki amakom asherata omeidolav an mas kodesh, who the pasuk says, right? That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him he has to take off his shoes, because you're standing on the Makom Kadosh. Now, our shoes would be Zion. They're not a Bizayon, but they're still deemed inappropriate for Makom Kadosh. So, Rekika, she derech Bizayon, l'kol shkein. Rekika, which is a Bizayon, all the more so that you have to remove, that you have to stay away from doing it in the Makom Kadosh. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Domer, Eino Tzarech. Hareyomer ki ein lavo el shara melech b'levush sak. That we have a better limud of why you're not allowed to spit. Pasuk says that you can't go to the Shara Melech wearing sackcloth. Valod Varm Kalvach Pasuk Megillas Esther, right? So Valod Varm Kalvach Omer Umasak She'inu Ma'us Fnei Basar V'Dam Kach. If sack, which is not sackcloth, is not considered disgusting in the eyes of a human king, and this is talking about by the Melech HaChashverosh, even though we know the Gra famously tells us that any time it says the word Melech in the Megillah without the name associated with it, it could be referring to the Melech Malchai HaMlachim as well. So in Lovel Shara Melech B'Lvashsak, it's actually a much more direct limud than we otherwise might have understood, that you don't go B'Lvashsak to the Shara Melech. So even though that's not considered Ma'us, Rikikashi Mu'usa Levei Melech Malchai HaMlachim L'Koshkein, and even though it's not Ma'us, we won't even do it in front of a human king. So Rikika, which is Ma'us, to do it in front of Melech Malchai HaMlachim, so that's even worse. So you're saying, no, I wasn't saying that we shouldn't learn at all from shoes. I meaning how did the Gemara work over here? Somebody wanted to say that that let's learn from, instead of learning from shoes, we should learn from Kapandarya, right? That's what Ravina said to Rava, or Rav Papa said to Rava. Instead of learning from shoes that it's aser, that spitting is aser, we should learn from Kapandarya that spitting is mutter. So he said, no, but you have a Tana that learned from shoes, so how could you learn from Kapandarya? So he said, no, what I mean to say is, name a hachal l'chumra v'hachal l'chumra. I think we should go in l'chumra in both directions. We should learn l'chumra from both of them. Ve'ema harabayis ta'asr b'minol l'elf miminol. Aval beis haknesses to shari miminal adiyalv miminal leheter neilv mikapandari v'lesar. When it comes to the harabayis, where wearing shoes is aser, you're right. We should learn from wearing shoes that spitting is also aser on the harabayis. When it comes to beis haknesses, where wearing shoes is mutter, so instead of learning out from shoes that spitting is mutter, why don't we learn out from kapandaria that spitting is aser? That just like kapandaria is aser, so to spit. Spitting is aser. Ella amar Rava, rather Rava says, no, this is how we learn out that you're allowed to spit. Ki beso, ma beso kapandaria kapadinish, arikiko minal lo kapadinish, af besa knesses kapandaria huda aser, rikiko minal shari. That we have a din that the besa knesses is supposed to be ki beso, which are the same, that you should treat it the same way you would want guests to treat your house. That just like in your house, people generally are makbid, that not be used as a shortcut. You don't let people just walk into your house, walk right through, without even saying hello, without even just to use it as a shortcut. So too, beis haknesses should not be used in that way. But generally speaking, people are not so makbid that shoes not be worn in their house, nor are they makbid that their house, the spitting not be done in their house. In the days of dirt floors, people were not makbid about that. Nowadays, with tile floors and carpet floors, we're a little more makbid about the spitting, and that's why we don't spit in shul either anymore. We don't spit on the floor in shul either. But wearing shoes, we're not makarav. Salvage pointed out that it's not printed in seed over here in the Rosh Hashanah, but Rav Salvage pointed out that whatever one is makvid about in his house, one should be makvid about in shul. So even though shoes, let's say, we're not makvid, but if someone walks in with muddy boots or something like that, or full snowy boots or galoshes, so you don't walk around in the house like that. You take it off when you get in the door. So he thought that people shouldn't walk in with muddy boots to shul either. Even in inclement weather, they should have some alternative plan. If there's an Erev, to bring along shoes with them that they could change into. Otherwise, to figure something out that you don't walk into a shul any different than you would want someone else walking into your house. You don't leave dirty tissues. You're not going to have someone to leave dirty tissues around in your house. It's amazing sometimes the fact that people would leave dirty tissues around in shul. You don't. You have to treat the shul the same way you would want other people to treat your house. Okay. And this, by the way, the Rav Soloveitchik's basic idea was that that's the concept of Mikdash Ma'at, that both the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis HaKnesses are both meeting places between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael, where we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The difference between them is Mikdash is the Beis HaShel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. The Mikdash Ma'at makes it a Ma'at, a smaller measure of Mikdash, is that yes, it is a meeting place, but it's Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to our house. So that's why it's Ki'ilu beso. That's why it has all the dinim of our own house, not the dinim of his house. Meaning the protocol in the White House lahavdil is probably a little bit different than when the president comes to your house. You probably don't have to do all the things that that have to be done in the White House itself, because there's a difference between going to the king's house and the king coming to your own home. Okay, kol chos mei bracha sheba mikdash. This is going weiter in the Mishnah where we said that they would say min olam ad olam, they would be chosim the brachos in the Beis HaMikdash differently than we're chosim brachos outside of the Mikdash. So kol kach lama lefi sheinon amein b'mikdash. They wouldn't answer amein in the Mikdash. Uminayin sheinon amein b'mikdash. How do I know they don't answer amein in the Mikdash? Shneimar, because the pasuk says kumu brachos Hashem elokechem min olam ad olam va'omer va'yvarchu shem kvodechum ramam al kol bracha usihila yachol kol brachos kulan teila hen tila achas. I might think all brachos have one answer. There's one tehila, there's one baruch shem kvod malchus elyon v'ed that's said after every single bracha, after all the brachas together. It's only one baruch shem kvod malchus elyon v'ed. Tamlom muromam al kol bracha u tehila al kol bracha u bracha tein lo tehila. That every bracha gets its own tehila. So after every bracha in the Mikdash, they said a tehila for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hiskinu she'adam shol b'shlom chaveram. Then they made a takana that when a person shol b'shlom chavero, he should do so with the Shem Hashem, that you greet your friend using the Shem Hashem. So Maiva Omer. So we quoted several psukim in the Mishnah to teach us that you use Shem Hashem. So what's this v'omer? Why do we need several psukim? The chitema Boaz midaiti nafshe kamer. If you can say, well, you can't learn from Boaz, where Boaz says Hashem imachem to the kotzrim, the yomer kotzrim Hashem imachem. So we can't learn from Boaz because maybe Boaz was just doing it midaiti nafshe. He decided to greet b'shem Hashem, but maybe that's not really the halacha. Maybe we can't learn from there that that's what you're supposed to do. Tashma Hashem imcha gibor achayil. That's why we learn out from Hashem imcha gibor achayil by Gidon. V'chitema malachu dekamrele l'Gidon. And if you're going to say no, you can't learn from there either, because that's just the malach calling out to Gidon. Maybe the malach, part of his shlichus was to let him know that the Shechina is with him. So that's why the malach calls out to Gidon that Hashem is with him with the Shem Hashem. Tashma. That's why I have another pasuk. Al tavos kizikne imecha. Don't humiliate the earlier generations who knew what they were doing, the great tzaddikim like Boaz, who don't try to chalk it up to him doing it on his own das. Rather, you should say, right, that's Rashi says, Al tovaz is Boaz, lomar mi dai tawasa. Don't be mevaza Boaz, saying that he was just doing it on his own accord. El lomod mi zikne Yisrael, ki yeshlal mi sheyismoch, shem reislas Hashem. Rather, learn from the zikne Yisrael. Pay attention to what they do, and incorporate their hanhagos into our hanhagos. V'omer esas Hashem eferu sorosecha, and assume that if Boaz was using the Shem Hashem like that, it must have been an esas Hashem that he thought it was necessary to call out with the Shem Hashem more frequently. Amar Rava haikra mereishi l'sefer midrash mereishi l'reishi midrash. That pasuk of esas Hashem eferu sorosecha could be darshan backwards and forwards. Mereishi l'sefer midrash esas Hashem matam mishum eferu sorosecha. Why do we have to bend the rules sometimes? Make an esas Hashem, because otherwise the Torah seems to be falling apart. Otherwise, we're doing it to protect the Torah. Or mesefer l'reishi midrash heferu sorosecha my taima. Why are we allowed to be mefer the Torah? Mishum esas Hashem, because we're trying to do something for Hashem, because it's a way, the only way of protecting the kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Soloveitchik points out that there are two gedarim in minhag Yisrael Torah, the concept of minhag Yisrael Torah. Here we have this concept. Rashi tells us if Boaz did it, don't be mevazim. You have to accept it. That was the minhag. You have to mizakenim as bonon. You have to learn from the zakenim. So there are two separate dinim in minhag Yisrael Torah. There's a minhag that's nikva al pi horao psak beis din. That's vasisa kakol asher yerucha. That if beis din paskins, they have to do something. So then we do it, even though it's not necessarily halachically something that's required. That's what the Rambam talks about in the first parak of Hilchos Mamrim. The Rambam writes harei omer al pi haTorah asher yerucha. Elu atakados vagzeros Vehamin hagos sheyoruba and l'rabim kidei lechazek hadas l'sakin ha'olam. That even minhagim can come from bezin. It's not only takanos and gzeros. Minhagim that are based on, for instance, chibut arava on Hoshana Rabbah is the classic example of minag neviim. What do they mean minag neviim? They made a minag that comes from our rabbinic leadership. But then there's also another type of minag. Minag shen higu klal yisrael ba'atzmam, and that's sha'al avicha v'yageidcha zekeinecha v'yomer lach. There's a minag that comes organically from klal yisrael, from the way klal yisrael does mitzvahs. That itself is a minag, like we were talking about over Yontif, that I saw that my parents, they always bench lulav in the sukkah. So that was the minag, they bench lulav in the sukkah. Is there a halacha of benching lulav in the sukkah? Can you explain it halachically, why you need to bench lulav in the sukkah? Can't explain it halachically. Rabbi Bolzman pointed out, Magen Avraham quotes it from the Ari, but still, you can't explain it halachically. But that's the ofen asiyah. That's the way the previous generations did mitzvahs. So that's a different type of minhag, that we do mitzvahs the same way the previous generations did mitzvahs. And he says that this is based on two dinim of Masorah. There's a din of Masorah of Lima Torah, Masu Mata, Namid Laminyan, Bebezdin, the whole idea of learning from a rabbanim, from the books, learning Torah. And then there's a Masorah of Hanhag of Knas Yisrael, of Kima Mitzvahs. Shal avicha v'yageidcha. Shema b'ni musar avicha v'al titosh Torah simecha. Musar avicha, what do you learn from your father? V'lmatam esmenechem, you learn Torah from your father. What's Torah simecha then? Your mother doesn't teach you Torah, she's not chayvin talmud Torah, she's not teaching you Torah. No, Torah simecha is the minhagim of Knas Yisrael that are given down, midor l'dor, because it's your mother, it teaches you how to behave like a Jew. She's the one that's around, she's the one that's raising the children more than the father's raising the children. He quotes over here, says, L'mashal, it's Yadua that the Beis HaLevi didn't like the Radzina Tcheles, not because he thought the Radzina Rebbe didn't have good rayas that it was Tcheles, but he thought that we have a Masorah of how to do mitzvos, when Klal Yisrael has a Masorah that this is how we do mitzvos, that this was our minag, so you can't be anything that was lost in the Masorah without the Masorah continuing. That was the Beis HaLevi's. A lot of the other Rabbanim didn't like it because they weren't convinced by the rayas, but the Beis HaLevi, that was his issue. His issue was a Masorah. So he says that's the Altavos Kizikne Mecha, Minig Yisrael Torah, even in a Hanhaga that we can't really explain. That maybe a Heferu Sorah Secha Hanhaga. There's no halachic explanation, but Altavos, you can't be Mevaza, the previous generations. Tanya Hil Azakin Omer, Bishas HaMachnisin Pazer, Bishas HaMefazrim Kanes. When people are gathering together, you should scatter out. When people are scattering out, you should gather together. Rashi explains this relates to Talmud Torah. If there are a lot of people trying to be Marbitz Torah and the market is saturated, so then you could focus on your own learning. But if there's not so many people being Marbitz Torah, then you have to go out and start teaching Torah. Make sure that the word gets out there. That's what Soloveitchik points out. A lot of times people think that they're sacrificing their own learning. It would be too much of a sacrifice of their own learning for them to be melamed other people. Especially melamdim of young children, let's say, where I know it already. I know the Aleph Beis. I have to teach them Aleph Beis. I have to teach them Chumash Rashi. I already know all this stuff. And they think it's going to be a sacrifice to their own learning. But that's our chiyuv. That's a b'shas ha-machnis and pazer. When other people aren't teaching and there's a need for Torah to be taught, so we have to go and we have to teach it. V'mrisa dor sh'atorah chaviva lov pazer sh'remer yesh m'fazim v'nos avod. If you see that there's a thirst for Torah out there, so go out and try to quench that thirst. Go out and try to satisfy that. V'mrisa dor sh'ein ha-torah chaviva lov kadesh sh'remer if you see there's a door that the Torah is not chaviv to them, so then you have to be careful. You shouldn't teach too much to for people who aren't ready to hear it. You have to be careful in general with Balei Tshuva. So it has to be darga acha darga. You can't just throw it all at them. Sometimes they're not always ready to hear everything right away. You have to go and say what people are ready to hear. Darish bar kapara. So obviously, with the goal ultimately of completely educating everybody. Darish bar kapara. Zolz kavotz kanei minei. If you see that something is very cheap, you should go and buy buy a lot of it. When you see that there's no men, you should go and try to be a man. But what you do see from there is that if there is someone doing the job already, then you don't have to go step in and try to do it. So pshita, isn't that obvious? Now, even if the other person that's teaching Torah is no greater than you, but he's the same as you, still, you don't have to go and try to step in and take over and also teach if there's already someone doing a good job. What is the one small parsha that all of the Gufe Torah are tali in this one parsha? That you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of your ways, and He will straighten out your ways. Am Rava afilu dvar avera. And Rava comments, even for a dvar avera. So Rav Soloveitchik associates this with the Rambam in Hilchos Deos that we mentioned in Shabbat Shuva. The Rambam in the third paragraph of Hilchos Deos, Halacha Beis and Gimel, writes, Tzarech Adam Sheichavin Libo V'chol Ma'as of Kulam Leidas Hashem Baruch Hu Belvad. Everything a person does has to be l'shem Hashem. V'yashifto, v'kumo, v'diburo, hakolum azadavar. A person gets up and goes to sleep and sits down and speaks. Everything is geared toward Kavod Hashem. That when a person works, a person eats, a person drinks, a person does business, everything he does should be for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we pointed out that in that way, a person could take the mundane and be Mekadesh it, not by only doing Dvar Meshabekdusha, but by doing mundane things, working for a living, and eating, and drinking, and sleeping. But all of that becomes a mitzvah when we do it in order to be Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Bechol Drachecha Da'ehu. Bechol Drachecha, and everything you do, in all your paths in life, you should always Da'ehu, should always be geared toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From here you see, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, from this pasuk you see that there's no such thing as a Dvar HaRashus B'chaye Yehudi. There's no such thing as a Dvar HaRashus in a Jewish person's life. Everything is a mitzvah. Everything you could turn into a mitzvah. There's no such thing as something that's just an optional item. Yeah, I could do it, could not do it. Everything becomes a mitzvah when one fulfills B'chol Drachecha Da'ehu. What's this? Afilu l'dvar avera. So the afilu l'dvar avera. The mefarshim point out that even when someone is trying to do an avera, if he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for atzlacha in that avera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu even listens to that. If everything is l'shem Hashem, even for a dvar avera, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will even listen to that. Rav Zilberstein of Chashuk Yechemer was asked if a person can only he wants to buy insurance, he wants to buy fire insurance and insurance for Geneva. So which one should he buy? He can't afford both. So it should be bituach neged eish or bituach neged ganavim. So he says probably bituach neged ganavim, because eish, if you daven takarosh baruch hu, that there shouldn't be eish, so there's no reason takarosh baruch hu won't listen to your tefillah. But you daven takarosh baruch hu, ganav won't come. The ganav is also going to be davening takarosh baruch hu that he'll be matzliach. And even l'dvar avera, takarosh baruch hu sometimes listens to the ganav. That's what he suggests. He says that's why Yaakov Avinu says to Lavan, meaning that Nisim happened over the course of these 20 years, that none of the sheep that he was raising miscarried, nothing like that happened. And yet you constantly stole from me. So the kash is obvious. If Yaakov had this siyata d'shmaya, that miracle happened, none of them miscarried, nothing bad ever happened to any of the flocks, how come they weren't protected from being stolen? How come Lavan was able to steal? The answer is, if someone wants to steal, they can steal. If someone is gonna daven for atzlacha and stealing, so maybe he'll get atzlacha in stealing as well. That's similar to the Archaim HaKadosh in Perek Lam Zayin of Sefer Bereishis, says that a person, part of Bechir HaChavshis, is that a person has the ability to do averos even at the expense of other people. I mean, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Kozer, it's a very controversial Archaim HaKadosh, but he says, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Kozer Misa in a person, but a person decides to be a murderer, part of his Bechir HaChavshis, he has the ability to be a murderer, even if there wasn't a Gzeira Min HaShemayim that the other person should die. An unbelievably wild Archaim HaKadosh. Others say, that's Kfira. How could you say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Gozer Misa on somebody, and the person's going to die Neged the Ratzon Hashem? So it's a very, very controversial statement of the Archaim HaKadosh. Right, that would, when people ask, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow the Holocaust? According to the Archaim HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow it. Man allowed it. Man made it happen. It's Bechira Chavshis that a person chose to be so evil and to do such terrible things. Okay, so Darish Bar Kapara. Lo milam erodim esbro umnus nikiyev akala. A person should always teach his child in an easy and clean profession. Mayhi. Amar Rav Chista machta detal miyusa. He should teach him a special kind of stitching that they would put on the edges of garments. What time Shachar say? 55? Okay. So Tanya, Rabbi Omer. Lolam al yirba adam reyim b'toch beis. A person shouldn't have too many friends over in his house all the time. Shemer ishreim l'sroa. That a person needs a little sense of privacy in their house also. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, alim adam apotropos b'toch beis. A person should not appoint an apotropos to be in his house. You shouldn't have someone from the outside who's in charge of everything in your house. You should oversee your own house. Shel malo mino as Potiphar as Yosef apotropos b'toch beis. Lo ba lo oso davar. Had Potiphar not appointed Yosef as an apotropos, it never would have. The history would not have played out the way it did. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Lominus Parshas Nazir Parshas Sota. Why is Parshas Nazir juxtaposed with the Parshas of Sota? Lomel Chashakala Ro Sota Bekulkula Yazar Atzma Minayayin. To tell you that anyone who sees a Sota Bekulkula, anyone who sees what happens to a Sota, should take a Nazirus from Yayin. Yayin apparently is what often leads to Sota happening, and that's why a person is going to take a Nazirus from Yayin. Also, Rav Salvage points out, Yayin is a classic example of something that's mosaros, that's not something you need for sustenance. Bread, water, that's what we need for sustenance. Very often, when people are seeking extra pleasures, that's what leads to Sota B'Kulkula. When we live our life based on what can give us the most pleasure, rather than what we, you know, in terms of the world of Gashmis, in terms of what we need, so that's why it's appropriate to be Yazar Atzma Mina Yayin. Yayin is an example of mosaros. Amar Why is Parsha Sota juxtaposed with the Parsha Chumas and Maestros? Lomilcha kol sheyesh lo Chumas and Maestros vein nosen lekohen sof nitzrach lekohen al yidei ishto. Anyone who has Chumas and Maestros and doesn't give it to a Kohen, ultimately he's going to need to go to the Kohen al yidei ishto, because he's going to need to use the Kohen for his wife being suspected of being a Sota. From here you see the general concept that a person, part of what creates a sense of shalom bayis is for a person to know how to use his money properly. Person's trumas meisos love dafka trumas meisos only, but it means that a person has success in his house that he should give. He should know how to give to others as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim Perek Yud writes, "Lo lama ein adam ma'ani menat tzedaka." No one ever becomes poor from giving tzedaka. Vein davar ravel ohezek niglal b'shvil tzedaka shemar vayemaisa tzedaka shalom. Nothing bad ever comes from giving tzedakah. What does the Rambam emphasize? Maisa tzedakah, shalom. That tzedakah is a good skula for shalom bayis, that it creates a sense of shalom when a person gives tzedakah. Shemar v'isis k'doshav lo yiyu. V'samach le'ishish kisish t'ishto. V'ksiv v'hevi yishas ishto. Then a man's going to have to bring his wife to the Kohen because he didn't take care of the maisos. V'lo od el sov shenitzrach len. Shemar v'isis k'doshav lo yiyu. Amar av nachem re'yitzchak. V'im nastan sof mesasher. And if a person does give his trumas to maisos, then it's a school of Rashirus. Shnemar Isha Sharita in the Kohen, Lo Yehiyah. What's Lo Yehiyah? Lo Yehiyah, Mamun Harbe. The man is going to get a lot of money. He's going to amass wealth from giving tzedakah. Amrav Huna Bar Brachia, Mishum Rav Lazar Kfar, Kol Meshatev Shem Shemayim Betzaro, Koflin Lo Parnasaso. Anyone who is Meshatev Shem Shemayim, brings a Kodesh Baruch Hu into his tzar, so his Parnasa is going to be doubled. What does it mean, Meshatev Shem Shemayim Betzaro? Rashi has two Pshatim. Either he makes a baruch dayin a MS when something bad happens, or he's mevakish rachamim milafanav. He davens Takarosh Baruch when something bad happens. How's that being meshatev shem shemayim, making a shituf, making a partnership with shem shemayim? So Salvation explains based on the nefshachayim. Nefshachayim writes that the ikar of what we daven about when something bad happens in Shar Beis is that when we daven on our own tzar, we shouldn't be davening for ourselves. We should be davening for the tzar of the Shekhinah. Because Imo Anochi B'tzara, Kodesh Baruch Hu says that he's with us in our tzar. So we're davening for the Chil Hashem of the Shekhinah also that comes along with our suffering. When the Jewish people suffering, it's a Chil Hashem. This is the chosen nation, and this is what God is allowing. So we daven for that Chil Hashem to end. When we daven for our success also, we're not davening for our own personal success, we're davening for the Kiddush Hashem that's associated with our success. That's what you find. That's if you look at Oz Yashir, what's Moshe Rabbeinu praising at Kodesh Baruch Hu? He's praising about the Kiddush Hashem that was created. The whole Az Yashir, that's what it's all about. That's the when Avraham Avinu finds out that he's going to have a child. It's about the Kiddush Hashem that he davens, about the fact that I'm Meir Shana Yivaled and Sarah Bastishim Shana. For him, what does it matter if he's 100, he's 90, how old he is? He has a child. He's getting a child. But for the Kiddush Hashem associated with such a nace happening, that's the special tefillah. So Shenemar Vayu Shakai B'Tzarecha V'Kesef Tov Aslach. Rav Shomer Nachmen Yomer Parnasal Mal Fefas Lo Ketzipar. His Parnasal will be easy like fly in like a bird. Shenemar V'Kesef Tov Aslach. Amar Rav Tavi Amar Rav Yosha Kalamar Pasam V'Divrei Torah Ein Bo Koach Lama B'Yom Tzara. Someone who weakens himself in Divrei Torah is not going to have the ability to stand on a tough day. Shenemar His Trapisa B'Yom Tzara Tzar Kochacha. Amar Rav Yavim Bar Mas Amar Shmuel V'Afilu Mitzvah Achash Shenemar Trapisa Mikol Makom. Even if we're just marpe in a mitzvah, we're just marabu, we're just weak in a single mitzvah, still we're not going to be able to have the strength beyond tzara. Amar Rav Safra, Bravoa Mishtayu Kishiyar Chanina Ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua Legola He Ma'aber Shanim V'Kovei HaChadashim V'Chutz La'aretz. That when they went to Galdus, they started being Ma'aber Shanim V'Chutz La'aretz. Shigur Ach Rav Shnei Talmid Chacham Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur Ben Menosh Al Zichari Ben Kavutal. So they sent two Talmid Chacham, Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur and the grandson of Zichari Ben Kavutal. Kivan Sharal Sam Amar Lahem Lama Basam. So he saw them, he said, what are you guys doing here? Amar Lahem Lilmul Torah Banu. They said, we came to learn Torah from you. These people are Gedolei Adar. Their fathers were Meshamish in the Beis HaMikdash. Zechariah ben Kavutal Omer Harbi Pam Karisa Lefanei B'Sefer Daniel. Lefanei B'Sefer Daniel. Zechariah ben Kavutal was in charge of keeping the Kohen Gadol awake on the night of Yom Kippur, and he would read Sefer Daniel. Now his grandson came to learn Torah from me. So Hischil, so they started learning Torah together. Hu Metamei Vei Metarim. Hu Oser Vei Matirim. Everything he was Metamei, they were Metarim. Everything he asked, they were Matir. You say these people are morons, they don't know what they're talking about. Too bad, you already talked us up. Now you can't say that we're nothing and we're nobody anymore. Why are you so upset at me? What did I do wrong? Why are you arguing on everything I say? So they say, it's because you're being in Chutz L'Aretz. Okay, we're right in the middle of the story, but we got to stop here. We'll pick up from there, Mr. Shem, tomorrow. Try to finish off on the Sechta.